ever stop and think about, you know, the real foundations under how we think? Like, what core beliefs shape everything else?
It's a huge question. And different thinkers definitely come at it from different angles. Every philosophy really has these bedrock assumptions.
Totally. These hidden starting points. And that's actually what we're diving into today. We're exploring Hermann Duyweird, the philosopher, and his idea of the Christian ground idea.
Yeah, it sounds heavy, maybe, but we're aiming to make it accessible. It's about unpacking these core concepts he identified.
Right. Our mission, let's say, is to get a handle on these key ideas. He talks about, initially, he writes them lowercase, origin, coherence, and totality. These are, for him, the absolute basics shaping philosophical thought.
So the goal is really understanding these foundational bits and seeing how they build up his whole philosophical system, like the blueprint, as you said before we started.
Okay, let's kick off with the first one, the idea of a transcending origin. For Duyweird, this origin is, well, the ultimate source of everything.
Mm-hmm. You can kind of see parallels with thinkers like Augustine or Aquinas, you know, their idea of ideas as God's eternal thoughts.
Exactly. So it's not just an abstract thing for Duyweird. It's tied deeply to a religious view, specifically a Christian one. God is the source.
Which contrasts pretty sharply with someone like Kant, right? Kant saw these big ideas more like mental frameworks, useful tools for organizing experience, but not grounded in God in the same way.
Good point. And Duyweird links this origin directly to understanding ourselves or individuality. He pulls from Calvin here.
Ah, the idea that self-knowledge starts with knowing God.
Precisely. Our sense of I, our unique self, finds its real meaning only in relation to this origin. It applies to everyone, their specific meaning particularity, he called it.
So it's about how each individual uniquely reflects something of that divine purpose. It's not just about being an individual, but this specific individual.
Right. And this leads him to ask these three really fundamental questions. Okay, first, what is the origin? Second, what's the meaning totality, the big picture of our cosmos? And third, how does all the diversity of meaning hang together? How does it cohere?
Ultimately pointing everything back to the creator. That's the core.
Okay, so if origin is the source, how does the hanging together part work? That brings us to the second big idea, coherence. Initially lowercase c again.
Right, coherence. Though, you know, there's a case to be made for capitalizing it, coherence, to give it equal weight with origin.
Interesting. So what does this coherence mean for Duyweird?
It refers to a fundamental harmony, a kind of basic unity across all the different aspects of reality. Things are distinct. You can't reduce one aspect to another, but they all fit together. He termed it ontic systasis.
Ontic systasis. Like different instruments in an orchestra, all playing their part, but making one piece of music.
That's a great analogy, yeah. And crucially, this coherence is something we have to presuppose to even start finding regularities or laws in the world. You assume things connect meaningfully.
Makes sense. But finding a transcendent reference point for this, that wasn't straightforward for him, was it?
No, it wasn't. He wrestled with it. Initially, he had this concept of the supertemporal heart, which caused some issues.
Okay, so what was the alternative?
A more compelling answer, especially theologically, is the Logos, the divine word. Christ as the source and sustainer of this cosmic harmony.
Ah, so origin relates more to the Father, and coherence connects to the work of the Son, embodying that unity and diversity.
Exactly. It gives coherence that equal, transcendent status. Which brings us to the third key idea, one that got a bit sidelined later, providence.
Providence, the idea that the world has a divine purpose, a direction.
Yes. In his earlier work, the 1920s, providence was huge. It was all about God's active sovereign purpose unfolding, guiding everything towards its end, maintaining that unity and diversity.
That sounds very much in line with a traditional view of God's active hand in history.
Yeah. It is. But later on, post-1930, his emphasis shifted. The idea of providence kind of faded, and it was largely replaced by the idea of totality, again, lowercase t.
Why the shift? What did totality represent?
Well, totality got linked more to a kind of static viewpoint, seeing the whole temporal process from a sort of supra-temporal vantage point. It became more about the unfolding of inherent potential within creation.
Less about God's continuous active involvement.
Right, and that's a significant divergence from others in his tradition, like Vollenhoven, and arguably from the broader Calvinian focus on the Holy Spirit's dynamic work in the world.
Okay, so this totality idea, How did he see it being used? It wasn't quite like origin or coherence.
No, it seems less like a fundamental feature of the world and more about how we grasp the world illuminated by origin and coherence. He talked about kinds of use of this idea, which are essentially forms of intuition.
Intuition-like, a gut feeling.
Not exactly. More like a transmodal way of knowing, grasping things as wholes.
Mm-hmm.
For Do You Weird and Vollenhoven, it's about understanding connections across different aspects.
So what were these kinds of use or forms of intuition?
He outlined three main ones. First, grasping individual things or beings as complete wholes, dependent on the origin. Second, grasping that ontic systasis, the harmonious diversity of relations, as a whole.
Okay. And the third?
Third was grasping events as wholes, seeing their beginning, middle, and end as a unity. Though he admitted this one was less developed in his later writings.
So totality is about the way we intuitively perceive individuals, relationships, and maybe events framed by origin and coherence.
Precisely. It's the intuitive grasp of the whole picture.
Okay, so pulling it all together, Do Thee Weird's ground idea really gives us origin and coherence, aligning well with Kuyper's vision.
Absolutely. But if you want the full picture, especially reflecting the reformational emphasis on the Holy Spirit's active work,
you need to bring providence back into the frame, giving it equal status alongside origin and coherence.
Exactly. Origin, coherence, and providence. The Father's originating power, the Son's harmonizing work, and the Spirit's guiding presence towards the final purpose.
That gives a really robust theological and philosophical framework.
It does. It offers a way to think about reality's source, its structure, and its direction, all grounded in a Christian perspective.
So, wrapping up our deep dive, it leaves us with something to chew on. Thinking about these three, origin, coherence, and providence.
Which one resonates most with you listening right now? Which of these foundational ideas feels most central to how you understand the world, and maybe why?
Yeah, it's fascinating to consider how these deep presuppositions, often unconsciously held, really do shape everything we think and see. Thanks for exploring this with us today.